Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Greetings and welcome to the Universal Principle Hour. I am Felicia Muhammad, Universal Principle Facilitator in Training here with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. So glad to be here with you. And Dr. Jewel Pookrum she's put me out on my own. So I'm excited, you know, to have the opportunity to share the teaching and training that she, as you all know, being in her listening audience for years, she continues to expound upon, okay, and expand and share with us. And so she's definitely being committed and purposeful, okay? So today we are, so I just want to thank you, much love, power, and light, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, for this opportunity and seeing what you see in me and providing the opportunity for me to fulfill aspects of my purpose. So I am so grateful. So today we have a exciting, or this plasma, we have an exciting, expansive experience for us to go on a journey together with. And I have my glasses, my Universal Principle glasses on, okay? Wish you could see me. I look really cute. And for those of you that are traveling, put your caps on, okay? Visualize yourself with your glasses on and get some water, okay? Those of you that are at work and you're taking a moment to listen, get some water, get some pencil and some paper, and let's take some copious notes as we expand on our subject today, which is the mirror principle, the power of change. So before we, and as we prepare to hear a word from our sponsors, we're going to come back and we're going to be sharing with you what the mirror principle is and give you some guidelines as to, and if you, for those of you who have been listening to Dr. Jewel and our sharing on Wednesdays, we provide you with this information so that you can align and learn how to live universal principles, okay, and apply them in your life every day so you can have a, you can willingly have a different quality of life as you observe the universal laws, okay? And with that, with your capacity to willingly practice living and being universal principles, everything you think about can change. Everything you do can change, and you're always in alignment with your nature and how you are created, okay? You're always in alignment with nature and how you are created, and it puts you in the driver's seat of being a living God. Yes, a living God. So make sure you have plenty of water because you want to stay hydrated, because this information, as simple as it sounds, and it really is, it's really easy. However, we make it a little bit more difficult, and I know I can speak personally for myself. I have at times made it more difficult than it had to be, about is what? Living in the personality. You know, based off of my environment and epigenetics of what's going on around me and what people say it should look like and what it should do and, you know, all of that. Okay, so we're reclaiming our power, and here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, it is the institution that provides you with the tools to reclaim your body's owner's manual, okay? It empowers you, all right? Within every cell, every muscle of your being, you're empowered. Whether you want to accept the empowerment or not, you are empowered to reclaim your owner's, your body's owner's manual and live these universal principles. So make sure you have water and be hydrated so the flow of this information as it is coursing through your veins, the liquid is taking it through every orifice, every cell, every organ, and it's being hydrated. It's being nourished. It's being provided the frequency and the flow, okay, to support you in your change. So we'll be back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, so welcome back to the Universal Principle Hour. Our topic of discussion is the mirror principle, the power of change. So when we think about universal principles, for those of the listeners that this may be your first time hearing of the concept, or you know you've heard about it but you didn't know really what it means, it seems so woo-woo. when you look up the definition of universal, right? It is existing everywhere, right? Okay, so when we look at principles, what are principles? When we think of principles, what are principles? Principles are measures, they're guides, they are means by which you have order, you know, it's a standard, okay? So when we talk about universal principles, we are aligning ourselves up with the knowledge of the laws that are put in place, the guidelines, the standards, the directives that are put in place for us to be our divine self, okay? So as we talk about the mirror principle, and I have my universal principle manual because we meet cyberly on Sundays in New York, okay? We meet in New York in person, all right, at 8:30 in the morning, and then cyber, we meet 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. So when you join us cyberly, please feel free to do so. And if you're in the New York area, please attend the Mount Vernon group. When you become a member, you get the manual, okay? So in our manual, when we're looking at the mirror principle, okay, it says, I'll give you the context of what it says, all right? We have compared life to a game. And remember, we're talking about the mirror principle. We have compared life to a game. Another way to view life is to see it as a classroom. This classroom is quite different from traditional ones with walls, designated times of attendance, and individual instructors who teach specific lessons, okay? And it goes on to say that in our material, study material, that everything that we see and feel is a reflection of the state of our own consciousness. So now when we talk about thinking about change, right, and the mirror principle, when you think of a mirror, you think of reflection, right? You see an image. You see, you have reflections, right? So when we think of change, we have motion that's constantly. So why does the mirror principle, and I'll tell you the story of how this subject came into existence, because I asked the question when Dr. Jewel said it last week, oh, are you having this Muhammad with you next week? And then she told me, well, you know I'm not going to be, you're doing this on own now, right? It's like, okay, yes, I heard you say that, Dr. Jewel. And so, and it's true, you know, when Dr. Jewel, if any of y'all have had an experience with Dr. Jewel, you ask her one question and it goes for infinity, like seriously. And it's no judgment, it's all good. You know, she's very expansive and intense. You experience it. And so I'm blessed, and those of us at JUIS and the House of Jewels, we are blessed, and all of you are blessed to experience a balanced brain that has the capacity to help you to see things from a different perspective. So when I think about the mirror principle and having the experience to be in the atmosphere, in the environment with a being named Dr. Jewel Fulcrum, okay, it's really expansive, and I now ask, okay, so what does that reflect of me? Okay, what does that reflect of me? And this was not what I had on my mind to talk about. Okay, so it's coming through. What does that reflect of me? And I want you to ask yourself the same question, okay? So what does that reflect of me? What does that reflect to me, you know, my interaction? And you want to ask this question with everything you come into contact with, okay? And when I say ask the question, not from a place of judgment, from a place of awareness, okay? So with the mirror principle, that is one of the tenets that everything or every person we attract in our lives is showing us a perspective or perception of who we are. So the past few weeks, you know, if you listened on Monday, we talked about Above Majestic, you know, and who you are. Okay, so this ties into who you are. You're thinking about who you are. When we look at the power of change and we're constantly evolving, that means that as an individual, as a human, you are constantly changing. So the reflection, the people who you interact with are constantly showing you aspects of who you are or who you might have been. Okay, and we want to stay present as to who you are because we want to, in the mindset of always evolving. Okay? So when we think about the interactions we have with people, and if you can just take a moment right now and just think about the last person you interacted with, you know, what was that like for you? And look at it, analyze yourself. Don't analyze the person, analyze your experience that you had with the person. And ask yourself, the things that you were thinking about your interaction about the person, what did that reflect back to you? You know, or what does that reflect back to you? Because that is the mirror principle. And when we can willingly choose to be in the awareness of looking at the experiences that we have with the people we come in contact with and what reflection does that portray back to us? What perception does it give us? Then we can make change much easier than it has been. And I'm speaking for myself personally. As I practice this, the changes that I know I need to make but have been resisting making are much easier to embrace and be willing now to let go of resistance. And that's another principle that we have, okay, is practicing non-attachment from resistance, okay, letting go of being resistant to change when I know that if I make a change, I will get a different result, and being okay without knowing what that result may be. So being willing to open myself up to a new experience, okay? So when we come back, I want to, before we go further, I just want to be able to allow you the opportunity to share from this first segment of what we talked about, because I really want you to look at your interactions with people from the perspective of whether you're in judgment, what is your thought process as you're interacting with people. So if you are willing and want to talk with me, come back, I would like for you to share an experience. You can leave the names. You don't have to share the names, but just share your thoughts as it was relating to how you interacted with these people. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so we are back, and yes, our source is a neuron. I love that. I love that. When I first heard it, I was like, okay. And then when I enrolled in the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, it helped to expand by helping me to understand what's happening within my own body. You know, it helped me to expand that understanding of what that means. Okay, so just wanted to share that part. Okay, so now we're going to go to the phone lines in this next segment, okay, so we can hear from you as to how the interaction you just had with someone, how this mirror-mirror principle is supporting you to be able to reflect on your experiences that you have with other people that you have attracted in your life, whether you've done it consciously or unconsciously. Okay? So let's go to the phone lines, engineer, and we're going to, you know, if you don't have anything and we come to you and you say, you know, it's just space to say, you know, I don't have anything, thank you. Okay? But if you have something to share, then just share. Okay? All right, Mr. Engineer, thank you so much.
Okay. Eric code 404, you are unmuted. Do you have a question? Eric code 404, you are unmuted. Do you have a question? Okay, we'll come back to you later. Oh, that's another Eric code. Eric code 404-275, you are unmuted. Do you have a question?
Or would like to share your experience relative to interacting with a person or a situation and what it reflected back to you. Would you like, you have anything you want to share? Okay.
Okay. Area code 347-602, you are unmuted.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
Oh, well, greetings, Mrs. Muhammad. Congratulations. You know, I just want to say that, hi, this is Dr. Pierman, one of her co-facilitators, that, you know, the information that's being shared today is really going to help everyone to tap into their state of consciousness at a deeper level. And, you know, that's just my share, that my experiences having been a a student of the principles now, and also being a facilitator, has helped me to transform my life at greater levels that I didn't even anticipate before. So that's just what I would like to share today with regards to what you are expressing today. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Pierman. Thank you so much.
Okay, area code 803, you are unmuted.
No, I don't have anything to share. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, area code 609, you are unmuted.
Greetings.
Peace, love, and light. Greetings from the power of oneness. So wonderful to be here with you on today, and your topic is so powerfully intriguing, the mirror principle, the power of change. Happy to be on this call with you, Sister Felicia.
welcome. So what would you like to share relative to, and I know you have had some experiences, what would you like to share relative to your most recent experience as it relates to the mirror principle, and in that experience, what was reflected back to you in your thought processes or your exchange with another person or experience, if you wouldn't mind sharing.
Sure, not at all. So it really was quite hilarious to me the way that it happened. We had a meeting in a boardroom yesterday with a team that I'm working with, and one of the participants walked in with a case of shrimp, and he was late, and we were already in the midst of the meeting. He walks in with this case of shrimp, and in the middle of the meeting, he says, "I found this case of shrimp just sitting outside, and just come. Does anybody want this shrimp? Does anybody want this case of shrimp?" So we kept on with the meeting. No, thank you. We're on with the meeting. And so it goes on, and at the end, we're walking out, and he actually asked the facilitator of the meeting to take this case of shrimp because he was traveling on public transportation. So long story short, what actually ends up happening is that there's a restaurant in the building where my office is, and this person had actually picked up this case of shrimp that belonged to the restaurant and brought it into the meeting and was actively trying to give it away and then sent it out of the building with someone else. And then my coworker, my partner, says to me, so he's just going to take the restaurant shrimp, right? And it was like electricity went through me. And it's like, oh, my gosh, that's what's happening here. And I immediately tuned in. And I called. They had already left the building. I called, and I said, the restaurant wants their shrimp back. And it was – so we got the box of shrimp back. We took it to the security guard, and the security guard took it into the restaurant. And it would go, oh, thank you. So I don't know if they even realized that it was missing, but the security guard said, well, he walked in the building with it. And then I found out there was that there was the food for the restaurant was out on the loading dock, and this person had just picked it up and brought it in. So when I looked at that, it's like, well, how did that show up? And so as I began to have the conversation with the person who did bring it back, he also related to me that this person has one of those bicycles that they have in all the major cities now, those green and yellow bikes, in his house, and that he took him to the grocery store, and this person takes the little hand carts that you use in the grocery stores with the handles on it. He takes them home with him. So the question became, so how does this show up in my life, right? Why is this, how am I mirroring this? What is this mirroring back to me? And one of the things was that the whole thing was so funny, and I hadn't really had a laugh in a very long time, but the way that it showed it was so funny and hilarious to all of us that this is a professional person, is doing this. And the judgment that came was, this guy's a thief. you know, he just feels like it's okay for him to just pick up stuff and take things along. So I'm having a conversation yesterday, and so in mirroring back, so talking to Felicia, she said, well, how does that mirror? I said, so does that mean that the paper towel that I take out of the bathroom that doesn't really belong to me, that I'm actually taking some, you know, like he did, just picking up the shrimp? And just looking at the judgment that I immediately jumped to, and because we don't want this person in the building taking things, right? I'm the leaseholder here, and that is where my mind went to. So if you can ask me questions and see if that helps, but if that answers this mirror principle. So it's been causing me to really take a deeper look at everything that, as you said, whether it is in my life consciously or unconsciously, what does it mean as a mirror? What is it saying to me so that I can move toward change in my own life?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we're going to, okay, so, yes. So that was, or that is, as I was sharing with Dr. Jewel this morning, the experience, and I was just, you know, sharing with her how, you know, having to doing the show and asking the question, like she guides us and, you know, we understand when you ask the question, the answers will show up. They're 8 feet in front of you, okay? And the question, the answer is right within the question. So when we were having this conversation, I shared with her that I too made a judgment about it being a theft. And then at the same time, and this is what I didn't share yesterday, it was like, but no, that is what he did. Because, I mean, he took something that didn't belong to him. And so what also showed up was the distinction, and I want you to follow me, the distinction of a judgment and what is actually a fact, what is actually the truth relative to, and this is the key, one of the major keys, relative to the circumstance and what we're dealing with in this particular context, right? So if we look up the definition of thief, what is it? Okay, taking something that don't belong to you. So the building was not his. The shrimp was not his. The ground he was standing on was not his. And so then to go into the room and, you know, let people know that he was taking his home, like, okay, what is he really doing? Why is he doing this? So in truth, it was not a judgment because that is the fact of what he did, and that is the fact of what the definition of a thief is relative to this dispensation of time that we are in, and that we all agree that that's what a thief is, right? So I found that very interesting and insightful because practicing these principles and having a balanced brain, balancing the brain, using both hemispheres of the brain, the left and the right hemisphere of the brain, it supports you in and supports me and supports us in our capacity now to change the perspective of the thoughts that we have and inevitably change our lives. So when we change our thoughts, we change the process of how our life begins to show up. So yesterday, when this happened, last plasma, the energy was, I know I felt it, the energy was so expansive and just like freeing. I mean, I was sitting in the car with my little pooch, my little teacup poo, Miss Marley, and being in that car, I immediately felt a shift and a lightness in my shoulders because I had been having some shoulder discomfort that Dr. Pierman, through the lifestyle support, is helping me to emotionally remove the components of the core of it, right? So in that moment of having that experience, it was like the freedom of now being so open to embrace other areas of my own personal life with change and those areas that I need to change. So me thinking this guy was a thief you know, in truth, that's what it is based off the agreed definition that we know what a thief is. And now being able to look back, as soon as I said it, I was like, whoa, well, where have I been a thief? What have I taken that didn't belong to me? You know, and in the exchange, that's when it just opened up to us like, wow. And it was so freeing being able to have the conversation out loud, being vulnerable, and now looking at these other areas where this is applicable as a truth. And so now that empowerment has sparked us to have this conversation, and I am knowing that you are taking the opportunity in your own mind, okay? Some may not have the courage to do it, you know, out loud and have it with another person, but have the conversation with yourself, the God of self, okay? The higher self of you. Have a conversation with yourself from the higher self perspective, with the personality, and let the personality know, no, we're not doing that. We changing that, okay? So when we change our thoughts, we change our life. And we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Welcome back. Mirror Principle, for those of you that are joining us, we're discussing the mirror principle and the power of change. Because I know when, you know, before I was in the intentional consciousness of experiencing change and helping others to be able to do the same with grace and ease, it was like, oh, stubborn Susie. Oof, oh my gosh, and hard hit. Oh, and it still shows up now. So, you know, I am presently, consciously, willingly shifting that stubborn, hard head persona, personality, experiences, and having fun doing it. You know, it don't always feel good, you know, full transparency. It does not always feel good. However, I know it's good, and, okay, so the mirror principle, it's good to me, and it reflects back experiences that help me to be able to keep moving forward in the change. Now, get some benefits from it, and being able to be in the gratitude of those experiences and those benefits supports me in my next up-leveling. And so I am holding the focus that you will begin to embrace the simplicity of the concept and just start practicing, not just, but start practicing it in the areas where you are comfortable, okay? So start where you are comfortable, okay, and work your way up to the uncomfortability so that the power that is embedded in the constant evolution of change, the consistency of the motion and the rhythm and the frequency of change that's always happening, you now become one with those, with the quantum particles, okay, with the quantum consciousness of always embracing change, okay? And when you are releasing the programs and you see the areas that you need to change, it doesn't have to be such a big task, you know, because you're doing it from, you're doing it with intention, you're doing it with the purpose, okay, that it supports the greater fulfillment of why you are having this human experience, you know, as a divine being, as a living God. And so that is what I want to encourage us and support you in your capacity to be able to embrace, you know, your capacity to be a living God, and change is always happening. So when you can accept that fact, that change is always happening, whether you change or not, then that's a choice that you make. So you can't be mad at nobody but yourself. You know, you can't even be mad at yourself. You know, just change. Oh, gosh. Okay. So now let's talk about, as we go deeper into this release of judgment, you know, and because judgments are not bad, right, or wrong either, right? Again, these universal principles are, okay, so these universal principles are ways and means and guiding consciousness, thank you, consciousness that supports you in every area of your life. And it seems like I am going to extract some wisdom from the past, from our environments and experiences, right? So it seems like we have been conditioned and programmed to believe that it has to be one way or the other, okay? And we use that across the board, not knowing that it is reflective of our circumstances that we're dealing with, right? And so because we have been reared and taught that it has to be one way or the other, it closes us off when we begin to look at it from a universal perspective. Okay, when we begin to apply the universal principles. Okay, and so another principle that we'll get into at another time is giving and receiving. Okay, so giving and receiving is all happening at the same time. All right? So when we are embodying change, the change is always happening, whether you're standing still or whether you're moving. Okay, so when you're standing still, change is still happening. It's just not happening for you right now. But it's still happening, okay, because it's a natural rhythm and it's a universal law that we fall into, okay? So when we think about change and the mirror principle, okay, again, it's all reflective to and relative to what's happening with you right now, okay? All relative to what's happening with you right now. So based on how you perceive things, because there are many factors that play a part, and when you're making decisions, you have to consider all of this. Well, you don't have to. It's wise, or well, that's a judgment, so cancel that. You want to be aware of everything, all the information that's available for you to come to make a decision on, okay, to come to a conclusion to, okay. You want to have all the information necessary for you to decide, okay, whether you're going to do this, whether you're going to do that, or you don't have to do anything. It is what it is. And you choose to move forward in the evolution of that change. So what does that mean? What does that look like? So when we were talking about judgment in the Living and Being Universal Principles class that the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences or Immortal Living is conducting for this fall semester, one of the students asked about judgment. every decision is a judgment. You know, when we label things and when we classify things, that's when we get in the area or the arena of judgment, right? So, and what do judgments do? Judgments help us to stop the flow of a thing, okay? Judgment helps us to stop the flow of a thing. So when we're thinking about change and our capacity to just our capacity to be present with what is happening right now, you allow yourself to have a perspective and consider all the information. That's the word I'm looking for. All the information that presents itself, okay? And so what we discover is that judgment, and this is another judgment that we have, that it has to be the good, bad, right, or wrong. No, judgment is not good, bad, right, or wrong, okay? The intention that and the energy that you have behind some of the judgments make it good, bad, right, or wrong. Okay, so when you're presented with information, facts, circumstances, and your acts to make a choice or provide your insight, then that's what it is. You make a choice to provide your insight. Okay, so my little timer. Okay, so You're given the information and you're asked to make a choice, then you provide it from your perspective, okay? And your perspective is comprised of your experiences, your thought processes, your emotions, your thoughts connected to a feeling, you know? So when that is applicable, then that is what you offer up as a summation of how you see it from your perspective. And so then when the other person shares their perspective, we now can collectively, Second Circuit, we now can collectively come together on those parts that resonate with both of us, and now we move forward in an action or not an action. So no love has to be lost. You don't have to have an attitude, and it doesn't have to be a judgment. You can agree that this is how we're going to move forward, okay? And so when we began to practice the mirror principle, implementing the power of change with ourselves first, you'll find that it's easier, okay, or it provides a more expansive experience, okay, of two or more people that are gathered together to be able to now work for the greater good of the big picture. So we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
So now, I know that was a lot, and that was a lot for me. Let me speak for me. That was a lot. And I want to now go to the phone lines, because for us to move forward, each heptad on Wednesday, okay, when we come together, the exchange and the two-way conversation is very critical and important, okay? So for those of you that are listening, we want to hear from you because it takes a lot of energy from the heart and the small intestines to share this information. And you heard Dr. Jewel talk about this two Wednesdays ago. So each, in order for us to keep having this show, okay, having this hour, it's not a show, this universal principle hour, because we are empowering ourselves, okay, to cooperate and be living gods, we want to hear from you. And we want to know, are you benefiting from this, okay? So you can send us an email if you don't want to share it with us live and you don't want everybody to hear, you know, it's okay. You can be anonymous and share it. The point is we want to hear from you because we want to know that you're benefiting from this, okay? So, Mr. Engineer, can we go to the phone lines? And we have some new people on the line. And even for those that didn't want to share before, if you just give us some insight. If this is helping you, yes or no, and how. Okay, thank you.
Eric Colt, 773, you are unmuted.
Greetings, welcome.
Eric Coast 773-915. You are unmuted. Okay, let's go to the next one.
And her
Eric Code 480, you are unmuted. Oh, she dropped. Okay. Who was unable to? Let's try.
216. Let's try 216. I don't think we got him the last time. Mm-hmm.
Error code 216. You are unmuted. Do you have a question?
Or would like to share with us how this, if this is helping you, this conversation is helping you today?
Air code 216, you are unmuted. Okay.
Okay.
And we will try air code 404, you are unmuted. 404-839. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you all hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Okay, I find this very useful and interesting because, you know, as you go on about your day and your day's business, then, you know, sometimes I'm in meetings and I sit, you know, with my colleagues when I'm at work, and, you know, I think, how in the world did I get here? And what am I trying to learn from these folks so that I can go on to some other pastures? And even sometimes, you know, I come into contact with people and I, you know, do wonder at times, well, you know, why have I come across their path and why have they come across mine? Right before this call, I was in a conference call at 3:00 and I had to deal with a kind of difficult situation because I was thrown into awarding a contract to someone at the very last minute and things weren't really coordinated. So myself and a colleague, we're trying to deal with the aftermath of it. And we had been experiencing some implosions, some explosions, you know, from our end on, gosh, how are we going to handle this situation going forward? And we had a conference call with the vendor and basically had to tell them, well, we can't pay your invoice right now. And we could, you know, I had to ask her afterwards if she could feel that explosion on the other end of the phone. And the funny thing about it is that when we talk about reflections, like I'm always trying to tell people when they say something positive to me, like, oh, I'm just a reflection of you, you know, not really thinking yet, you know, that might really be true. But, you know, you're talking and interacting with people, and something that I'm really wanting to gain, and I'm not sure if this is kind of covered in this principle, but for example, in the situation that I was just dealing with in the meeting at my job, like I said, myself and another team member, we have been having explosions from the time that we first started working on this contract back in July. And from talking to the vendor, we're like, wow, they're having a few explosions of their own too. And, you know, you talk with people. For me, a lot of times I don't necessarily see everybody that I'm meeting with because I'm on conference calls. And I'm just wondering, you know, like if I'm talking to somebody and they in a whole different geographical region, you know, in terms of reflecting what I have going on in my life and my journey and what they're going on, and we're, you know, passing through things together, are they, like at the time that I'm, you know, reminiscing and looking and getting a picture of myself and my situation, is this person, you know, doing the same thing and really getting those same vibes and impressions and umptions that I'm getting as well? And I have always kind of just, you know, been the person, because sometimes I meet people and I don't always
Okay, so I'm getting the gist of what you're saying. I'm getting the gist of what you're saying. And I wanted to just interrupt you because we're getting close to winding up, so I want to to provide you some support, okay?
So, okay.
And thank you. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. So what I wanted to ask you, and this will support all of us, is everything is revolving around our purpose. When we know our purpose, okay, knowing our purpose is, I would say, 99% the solution to every problem that we have. I would say 100%. Okay, knowing our purpose. So when you talked about the conference call you had at work, the first thought that came to me was, okay, well, are you doing your purpose? Is this your purpose work? And I'm just asking out of curiosity because, again, that is really the theme of our life, you know, being on purpose. Are you doing your purpose work?
I don't think that I am. I think that I'm doing something that's sustaining, you know.
Okay, gotcha.
I recently journeyed overseas and, you know, rediscovered something that I really enjoy. So, no, I don't
all
think
right.
that I am.
Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to write down what you love, all that discovery that you experienced overseas, write down everything that you love about that, okay? Write down.
Okay,
write that down, okay? And this is not to say that when you are living your purpose that you won't have some opportunities that present themselves for you to come together and agree how you're going to move forward, okay? So opposed to saying problems, I'm saying that when you're living on purpose, yes, you will have opportunities by which there is what we call disagreements or moments of discomfort where, you know, the frequency, the energy is off. You know, we're not using positive or negative. The frequency is off, okay? It's an imbalance, okay? So, however, when you are in your purpose, the thoughts that you have about your interaction and reaction to those challenging opportunities provide you with greater capacity to come to a solution, come to a have a solution for that particular problem in this sense, okay? And what is doing internally that Dr. Jewel constantly reminds us of is it is affecting your blood quality. So you're not doing what you love to do every day for survival, okay? It is affecting your health. It's affecting your blood quality. Your blood is toxic. The blood is toxic, not your, meaning you particularly, but the blood is toxic, okay? So it's really, it's really important that we begin now to embrace the power and the capacity that we have to change and make the decision that we are going to be purposeful. We're going to live our purpose and act. Universe, primal source, Allah, God, JC, Jesus Christ, Tao, however you refer to a higher power, and even if you don't, just ask the question, what is my purpose? And help me to discover it and know and keep coming back to universe principles, because this is where we support you in your capacity to discover your purpose, okay? Having access to more brain tissue supports you in your capacity to know your purpose, knowing how your body operates. Reclaiming your owner's manual, your body's owner's manual, helps you to know and live and be your purpose, because your purpose for sure is to be a living God. That is definitely one of your purposes, okay? And because we're immortal, you don't have to rush to try to do everything. You don't have to rush, okay? Because it is what you say it is as a living God. And when you embrace the capacity that you have as a living God, the power that you have as a living God to change your own circumstances, living and being universal principles, these practices, everything else, it's like gravy. You can manifest, you can create, you can have whatever you want. So I'm encouraging you to join us on Sundays, cyber, UPSG, email at UPSG at JUIS dot, no, sorry, UPSG at JUIS dot education. Join us. Ask for more information so you can participate in the Universal Principle Support Group. Go to JUIS.education, get all the information about the classes, okay? And get your brain balanced. Listen to Monday's session that Dr. Jewel did on the Brain Balancing Hour.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the
Psycho-Neuro-Immunology
Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pearman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.
I love that class.